Blog Talk Radio.
It is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, hosted by Brother Oscar York on the BTR platform, where we are putting that all-important crackle and pop in.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his wonderful, wonderful benefits. Good morning, everyone. This is Brother Oscar York of Chatting from the Word with another episode on BTRL Platform. And we are so delighted to bring you this platform this morning and to be able to put that all snap, crackle, the top in your Christian walk. Come on. In your Christian walk. Come in. In your Christian for listening, and we're so delighted that you are listening, and we hope you have your ears on and ready to praise the Lord this morning. Are you ready to praise the Lord? Are you? We serve a good God, and he's not good just some of the time, but he is good all the time, and we want to thank you for listening in and praising the Lord this morning, and praising the Lord. Forget God. He's just not good some of the time, but he is good all of the time. Yes, he is. He is good all of the time. Now, if you haven't heard, we switched platform, and we're still trying to get adjusted to the change. We hope that you heard the first part of the program, because I had my interface mic off, and I wasn't sure if I plays through the place. We like to just apologize to the first part of the program did not record. We want to apologize for that. We wasn't sure, but we'll play it back and see, and we're going to share the program with you as we always have done. Again, we're so delighted to be with you on this fine program. That was Steve Adams that you heard at the beginning in our introduction song, and glory, hallelujah, we all need to sing hallelujah to the Lord, because he is the one that made all possible, created the heavens and the earth, and all that is in it. So we are so delighted to be with you this morning, and we hope that you feel the same. Well, Oscar this morning, he has to relax a little bit in his chair because of his, you know, aches and pains. We hope that we can do a quality show for you this morning. We hope that we can. But first of all, we would love to welcome all of our new listeners to the program. If this is your first time listening in, we want to welcome you to the program, but not only just welcome you to the program, but we would love for you to know that you are our only guest. We thank you for listening in and for having us on. We really love what you listen to. Share the program with your friends, with your loved ones, with your neighbors. Shout it from the mountaintop. Shout it from the hilltop that we are on at 8 o'clock in the morning with Chatting from the Word. Yes, we. Excuse me. Yes, we are. Well, I've been under the weather. I don't know if I'm catching the cold or not, but just bear with me this morning. Please do that, and we appreciate if you will do just that. We are so delighted to be with you this morning. Yes, yes, we are. We are so delighted to be able to come on and to bring this program to your listening ears and to be able to praise the Lord on this fine morning, and we hope that you're ready to praise the Lord. Are you ready? Are you ready to praise the Lord? You know, everything costs nowadays. Yes, it does, and we pay the price here for bringing this program on. And I want to first of all thank those that have been giving. I want to thank you so much for giving to our cause and to our purpose here. This is to preach and teach the Word of God. And our cause is to bring souls to Christ, to bring souls into the kingdom. Because I guarantee you, one day, God is coming back. And we ask your brother here, I feel like it's soon. And I hope he come back soon, because I can't wait to be in glory with my Father. I hope you feel the same. But what we want to ask for your contribution, if you can give us, if you have been giving, give us something to keep this fine program on the air. Now, you know Brother Oscar has been having problems in bringing this program to the air, so help us out this morning with a token of love. At least start with $5 if you can and help us. We do have a account on PayPal. Just pull up the PayPal webpage, PayPal.com, and put in lowercase Oscar York 3443 at gmail.com, or you can go to Zelle, do the same, Zelle, and put in my email address again, which is lowercase Oscar York 3443 at gmail.com. And if you can do it today, do it today. Amen. And amen. I love to remind you getting from the Word. I am his host, Brother Oscar York, the voice on the screen on the BTR platform, where we're chatting about the Word from the Word and putting the all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. I apologize. I was getting ready to old habits is hard to break. I was getting rid of it. But we're on the BTR platform, and we're so delighted to have you with us on this wonderful, wonderful morning. Amen and amen. Call at this time of the city, states, and countries, but we haven't got that readout yet, but as soon as we get that readout, we will do that. But I would love to say good morning to you anyway. You all that are listening and having your ears on, we want to thank you for being with us on this wonderful, wonderful day. Oh, my friend, the Lord has with another wonderful day, hasn't he? He has given us another chance to make what's wrong in our lives right this morning. And we hope here on Chatting from the Word that you are taking, you know, the opportunity to do that, because the Lord has definitely given you the opportunity to take advantage of making what's wrong in your life right with him. And we hope that you can do it today. You know, the world is in a turmoil when it comes to Christ. They really are. We hope that you're one of them, can allow your light to shine. If your light is put out, cut it back on. Cut it back on. But again, we just want to say good morning to you that are listening to us here on Chatting from the Word. Amen and amen. Are you ready? Board this train and ride the gospel exposure. And ride the gospel exposure. Get on board, get on board. All is on forth. Amen. We want to apologize for the interruption, but this is our prayer time. And if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here, chatting from the Word, you can send it to my email addresses, which is lowercase, oscar3443@gmail.com. And we appreciate very, very
my father, make all.
This is our prayer time, and if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can simply place OscarYork3443@gmail.com, or you can send it to chattingfromtheword@gmail.com, or you can put it on any page that you're listening to this program through, or you can put it directly on my on Facebook page, and we appreciate that very much, and we should be able to receive your prayer request. Now, if you all have a prayer request that you want to keep confidential, that is fine with us. Chatting from the Word, we do respect your confidentiality. Just simply say, Brother Oscar, pray for me and call my name, and I'll be so delighted and so blessed to do just that. Again, this is our prayer time, and if you have a prayer that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can use those avenues to get your prayer request to us on this wonderful, wonderful morning. Your prayers, those that we've been praying for quite some time, those that lost loved ones, those that are going through some difficult times, the Uvalde, Texas parents who lost their babies, and others who lost mothers, and a father, and of course we want you to keep the Ukraine and Russia conflict also in your prayers, and pray for those that try to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And of course, keep your brother here in pray for me as I pray for you. Yeah, our scripture text, my prayer time, would be coming from James 5:13-16. That is James 5:13-16. And if you have a copy of God's Word and would love to read along with us, you are welcome to do just that. Here, Brother Brother James, and brother of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, pen these words. Any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing the psalms. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults. Pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen, amen. Here, Brother James says, if you're afflicted, pray, pray, and pray. Are you ready for the throne of grace, my friend, so that we may find help in time of need? Are you ready? Are you ready? Our Father, our most high God, the creator of this vast universe in which we live. Father, we come to you with our head, mind, heart. Listen up to you, Father. First of all, in thanksgiving. Thank you, Father, for watching over us the last evening as we slept and slumbered. Thank you, Father, for granting us another day, a day in which we never witnessed before. Father, we just want to thank you. I thank you for that, Father. We really, really do. Especially, Father, we just want to thank you this morning for your sacrifice of your only begotten Son. Our Lord, we want to thank you for allowing him to come down on this cruel world to show us how to live, show us how to love, and take on the cross, becoming sin who knew no sin, so that our sins may be washed away in his blood. Oh, Father, Father, we come praying for Uvalde, Texas, parents who lost their babies, lost mothers and the father. Father, we pray for the Russian-Ukraine situation, Father. We pray that Mr. Putin will learn to love and stop all the innocent killings and the bombings. Father, we just pray, 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 Father. Yes, we do, Father. We just pray for the condition of us. Help us, Father, please. Help us because, Father, we need this. We rest. Father. Oh, Father, we pray for those who have lost loved ones. We pray for those who have lost loved ones at the hands of the police. We pray for those who have lost loved ones as our policemen, and they gave their lives in protecting us. Father, we pray for that family too. We pray for our government this morning, Father, that they never make laws that forbidding us from worshiping you, but make laws in peace and harmony. Father, 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 I pray, we pray, we pray, Father. We pray, Father, we pray, Father, for the church at this time. We pray, Father, to allow the church to shine its light, leading others to Christ. Oh, Father, Father, we pray for all of our listeners. Father, be with each and every one of them. Help them through their crisis. Help them through their help them through their doubts. Help them through their fears. Father, cast all their doubts and fears in the deepest part of the sea where it won't be surface anymore. Oh, Father, 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 we just prayed this morning, Father, for our program, chatting from the Word, Father, help us to keep this program going and going. And Father, we pray for those that have lost loved ones, that have doubts and fears. Father, we pray for those that are trying to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, as always, we pray that you keep us encouraged, ever encouraged. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen and amen. I want to thank you for reading our scripture text along with us and praying with us. And of course, we hope to bring something that is on your mind. Something came to my attention and I forgot to do the snapshot. And I do apologize for that, but let me do a quick snapshot at this time since we're not going to a commercial. Of course, you heard Steve Adams. He is singing our introductory song. Hallelujah, singing Hallelujah is our introduction song, and singing by Steve Adams does a fine job with that. And of course, you heard our prayer time. We did scripture James 5, James 5, 13 through 16. And of course, we're going to chat in a few minutes. Yes, we are. And we're chatting about temptation, how to try to avoid it. But in the world in which we live in, temptation has come a, what can I call it, temptation. It's not easy to avoid because in the world we live in today, we are all tempted. We're all tempted. And I believe the lesson that we're going to talk about this morning, it's a lesson that can help us all, because we all are tempted, and we all do sin. But what can we do to avoid temptation? And then when we are tempted to sin, recover from that sin. So that's what we're going to be talking about this morning, okay? Temptation. Temptation, because we all are tempted. And I believe that this lesson that we're going to bring this morning is very needed. It's very needed because temptation is everywhere. And the world, when it thinks about God, I think it has done if Brother Oscar can use this word, a flip-flop. Believes to God. So if you keep your ears on long enough for the chat so that we can talk about this, we will be happy to chat with you on this wonderful, wonderful morning. And of course, you can call in. You can call in. I'll call in now. Let me see here, you all. 319-527-6722. Again, that's 319-527-6722. I'll call in number. You can call in and chat with Brother Oscar. You're welcome to do that. I'll be happy to chat with you. I don't have a problem with that. No, I don't. Okay? But this is our second half, of course. And, of course, we want to welcome you to our second half. And we're so thankful that you kept your ears on long enough to listen to us this morning. Although we are disorganized, but just be patient with us. We get it working. Brother Oscar, we're going to get everything working in the Lord's favor. Okay, not so much in my favor, but because we are trying to do his will. We're going to try to get it in the Lord's favor. His word can go out, because his word never returned back to him void. Amen and amen. It really does it. So we just hope and pray that you are listening. But first of all, we want to ask you for a small token of love, at least to give with $5. And if you're wondering where to see your contribution, we do have an account on PayPal. Go to the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork, lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. www.zelle.com. And we hope that you can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. And again, put in the email address, which is lowercase, Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. Amen, amen. And we hope that you do it today. Do it today. Get your contributions in so that we can keep this fine program rocking and rolling. Amen. Amen. My friend, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? Well, you're listening to Chatting from the Word. And I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice, on the BTR platform. And we are so delighted this morning to bring you this wonderful, wonderful program. And we hope that you have your because we are getting ready to chat with you about the Word of God. Yes, God. And just remember, if you want to join the chat, you can chat. Our phone number to join the chat is 319-527-6722. If you listen to us live and if you want to, our chat number is 319-527-6722 is in two. We hope that you call in to us so that we can chat together, so that we can learn together. I'll be on this if we don't say this. If I don't say this, here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't teach, we just don't preach. But what we do, we chat about the Word of God. I want you to get this confused. We chat about the Word of God. We don't want to talk over you, but we want to chat with you. We want to attempt to reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. And we hope that we can do that. We hope that we can reason together. If we can reason with our dog roll over, we should be able to reason with one another that are human beings and that should be able to understand at least something. You understand what Brother Oscar saying? Understand something. And that's what I believe. So we got time to do the lesson. We have a lot of time because I just stretched it out a little bit so that we could really put our teeth into the lesson this morning. And of course, we're talking about temptation. We're talking about temptation. We're talking about having urges that we should have as Christians. And quietly honest with you, we all have urges. You, me, we all have desires. You and me, we all fall. But I believe the thing that Paul is trying to get us to understand in our text this morning, coming from the letter that Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, and we are in 10, and we are going to with verse 14. Well, let's go back up to 13, because this is our pivotal scripture that we're using when it comes to temptation this morning. That's all right with you. But Paul said, there had no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Now, many might say, well, way of escape, what is that way of escape? We already talked about the way of escape is in Jesus Christ. It's in Jesus Christ. And in verse 15, 14, wherefore, my dearly beloved, I speak as to a wise man, judge ye what I say. Paul said, understand what I'm saying here. What I'm saying, what I'm trying to revealed to you in this letter, Corinthians. Understand that when it comes to temptation, we need to flee. If we can flee from idolatry, and idolatry is another word which is having a desire or want for something that we should not desire or want for, or putting something above God. And if we could learn to put God before everything else, don't you know we'd be some beautiful people of God. But you know, sometimes that gets to be so hard to do. But on yesterday, we was in, John. We was in John yesterday, and we allowed John to let us know something about sin. When we are tempted and we fall by the wayside, is it all over? Is it all over? And I like to go on record for us as Christians, if we have that connection with the Father in Jesus Christ, it's not over. It's not over. Now, understand what I'm saying. Now, listen to what Velasquez is saying. Now, when we sin, and when we do fall, because we are going to fall, we need to have that connection with the Father through Jesus Christ. Now, if you have that connection with the Father through Jesus Christ, all should be well. Then turn with me quickly to John. We're going to go back to John 1. Back to John 1, if you have a copy of God's Word, and if you are really studying with us, let's go to dig into this, not just temptation, but sin itself. Sin itself. And as we just said, the answer to sin, to temptation, sin is Jesus Christ. And here John said, we just want to reread what we read yesterday in the lesson we was with us on yesterday. John says, John said, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. My friend, every one of us are tempted. Every one of us have desires. Every one of us have urges. Every one of us. And here, what the apostle of love, John, is saying, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. I've seen people, they're tall, oh, man, I'm perfect, I'm better than you, I don't see it, I don't do this, I don't do that. Let me tell you something. Don't above sin, because we all have sin, and we are going to sin, but the difference is between you and anybody, you and me. You all that's not in the body of Christ, the difference is the being in the body of Christ. Being in the body of Christ. That is the difference. Being in his, allowing Jesus to be within and in you. Now, that is the difference there. Now, if you got in the body of Christ, and in Christ, he do not recognize you, I like to go on the record and say he did not recognize you in the first place because you have not been covered or washed in his blood. Because when God sees us, he sees the fact that we are covered in his blood. And once he sees that, he have a connection with me and with you so we can talk with him, Jesus Christ. Listen to James Listen to Brother John here. Brother John says, if we confess our sins and just forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Don't you know the blood of Jesus, once you make the blood of Jesus, that is a continuous cleansing. That cleansing never stops. It never stops. It never stops cleansing you, especially when you get up from that sin, allowing the Lord know that you have sinned and say, Father, forgive me. And my Father, he is faithful. The Bible says he cannot lie. Hebrews. And our Father did not lie. And that God said through John here that he cleanses you from all sins. He will do that. And he continued on doing just that. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He continued on cleansing you and me. If we are in body of Christ, if we're doing it Christly, if we're obeying his commandments, put the Father on his right side, and he's pleading our case. The Lord is pleading our case with his Father. He said, I give that old guy one more chance. Give him one more chance. He's going to be all right, my Father. Give him one more chance. Because John says this in chapter 2. John, my little children, it's right unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. That advocate means advocate. advocate. He's our advocate. In other words, he'll help us. He's there to help us. When you have somebody, he's there to help you through whatever you're going through. He's your spokesperson to help you, to stand up for you, to plead your case and to make the case sound so sweet. And you know, if you ever been in trouble and you need a lawyer to help you, that lawyer, he sweet your cases up with the judges. He sweet your cases up with the police. Though you might have committed a crime, but your lawyer goes in there, he looks for the positive in you so that he may plead your case with judges, with the lawyers, with the policemen. Whatever he must do, he will do that. Brother John says, he is the propitiation. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now, propitiation, again, is a word. First of all, he's an advocate, and then he's a propitiation. In other words, he is basically the advocate and propitiation does the same thing. They are go-between. They help you. They plead your case. The advocate, now he's a propitiation. The propitiator, if I'm saying it right, pleading your case with the Father. He's telling the Father, as I just said, he's a good guy. He just fell. He just got short. He have needs, he have desires, he's worldly, and sometimes he just can't help doing what he's doing. Just help him. And I'm going to help him overcome that problem he's having. Some things, my friend, we must overcome. And some things we just don't overcome overnight. It takes time to overcome anything and everything that at times that we do get into. You understand what Brother Oscar is trying to say here? I'm not perfect. I'm going to use myself as an example here. I'm not perfect. But the better of me is saved in the blood of Jesus Christ, which makes the difference. I sin. But when I can free myself from that sin and say, Father, forgive me, that makes a big difference. We all sin. You notice I'm saying it in the present sense. We all sin. And we all have faults. We all fall short. And we need to ask the Lord to help us to overcome. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. Don't turn your nose up to a person that is in sin. We that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. In other words, we should help them. If you have a sin that you have overcome, help them to overcome that sin. I remember a long time ago, and I'm going to tell you a story. I don't call no names. I was a young man that got into the body of Christ, and most of you say, Brother Oscar, you'd be surprised at the life I used to live. And sometimes I think about the old life that I did live. She said, I was a prostitute, Brother Oscar. I ran one of the biggest brothel in the city of Houston. Oh, she said, that was a long time ago. I had so many women working for me and working under me. Money, Brother Oscar. But see, I had to learn to let that lifestyle go. What I'm saying this morning, that we all need to learn to let it go. And sometimes it takes time to let something go, especially if we've been doing something for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80 years. It's just some things we must overcome. And like I said, and like we said, the answer this morning to overcome any problems that you are having is being in Jesus Christ, in his body, where you can be helped. I like to say that the church is like a hospital. And when you come in the hospital and you're real sick, the nurses care for you, and sometimes that illness that you have, they might not be able to heal it overnight, okay? And they might get that illness to a certain point where it can be, what word can I use here? It can be controlled by medication. And so they send you home with this medication to be able to keep that sickness under control. In other words, if you don't take that medicine to keep that sickness under control, it will get out of control, and eventually you either, other than the sickness is, you're either going to die or it's going to get worse. Just like sin. The church is like a hospital. The ministry is like that doctor trying to give you some ways of all the brothers and sisters that's in there helping you. They're trying to help you. They try to help you to a point where you can take your medication, which is studying God's word, to keep sin under control. I'm a diabetic, and I know that. I'm a diabetic. And sometimes I'm out of control because I'm not taking my insulin and my pills like I should take. And sometimes you get so out of control, it's hard to get it under control. I know you understand what we're trying to say here. just like temptation, just like sin. It gets out of control, and we need to bring it back under control. And that's the answer is Jesus Christ. He is our advocate to help us through some tough times. And we go through tough times all the time. And we're not talking about perfection here. But what we're talking about, the Lord Jesus Christ helping us through some rough times, through some rough days, through some some impossibilities that we can't control ourselves. He is that medication that we need at times. But like I say, a lot of us, we can't control it. That's why we need Jesus. I know some urges I can't control. That's why I need Jesus. That's why I need this this program sometimes. It helps me too as we help each other. I need to keep my eyes in the Word so I can take my medicine. You understand what Brother Oscar is saying? Take your medicine. Good. It helps you to keep it under control. And it says, and John says this, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Are you keeping his commandments? I do this. I go to church every Sunday. I give in the collection plate. I'm in the body of Christ. I worship God as he commands. But do you keep his commandment? Do you really? And one of his commandments is love. It's not about escaping sin, which is one of them, not to sin or to repent of your sins, but is love. And many of us today, we don't want to love nobody or anybody. We hate the ground some people walk on. But what we need to do is follow his commandments. And once we follow his commandments, don't you know everything else will kick in. And then John used these words. He says in verse 4, he that said, I know him and keep not his commandments, and say, well, it's not in him. My friend, one of his commandments is love. And if you're not loving Brother Oscar, you're a liar. You said you're hating Brother Oscar, you're a liar. You know, you may hate me. But that's not keeping his commandments, especially if you're up there preaching and teaching and a part of the body of Christ. But you're doing everything else to bring him down. You're a liar. That one thing makes you a liar because God says to love does me. And if he taught my love, you're keeping his commandments. You're not keeping his commandments, are you? Because one of his commandments, and maybe all of the commandments, is centered around love. It's centered around love. And if you ain't loving me, if you ain't loving me, how can you believe you're going to heaven? You can't go to heaven. 80. You must love your brother. Yes, you do. You must love your brother. You must love Brother Oscar. You must love that sister and that brother when you go to church that you're sitting next to. You must love that person that you're working next to. You must love that person that you're living next to. You must love that stranger you pass on the street. You must love your neighbor. Say, good morning, neighbor. Tell your neighbor good morning when you see him this morning. Tell him good morning. I love you. Oh, don't you know that bring a joy to your neighbor's heart? No. That you even said, I consider to say good morning. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. I just want to deal with this lesson this morning on temptation. I'm so glad that we had enough time to deal with temptation this morning, because the world has gone haywire, if I may use that statement, when it comes to their belief in Jesus Christ. And the world will allow you to that right is wrong and wrong is right. And I believe we have come to a point in the world that, because we all live in the world, that we really don't know what's wrong or what's right, because the way the world has triggered the Word of God, and some use the Word of God to prove that point, what we need to do is get into the Word of God and obey what it says. The world don't want to do that in a whole. Not talking about everybody. And we are Christians. We must live in this world. So temptation is there. And we are going to fall by every means possible. But what we need to do is take our keep it under control. And when it get out of control, we must bring it back under control. And sometimes that comes hard to do. That's why sometimes we must go back to the doctor, which is the church, go back to the doctor's office, group, get recharged, and get boost up once again. That's why we come together to get charged up again for the whole week. That's why I'm so glad I bring this morning show to charge you up for the day. And I hope you tell others about us here on Chatting from the Word. Of course, we have switched over to BTR, Blog Talk Radio, and we made some changes, and we hope that you love the changes that we have made. That's the end of the lesson for right now. We got so many minutes to go, so because I boosted it up. So we're going to end it right here. And we'll be right back with the closing. All right, this is our closing. I'm so thankful that you stood here with us, staying here with us, keeping your ears on, and you're listening. But let me remind you, at the 8 o'clock hour, you can call in and talk with your brother here. Your call-in number is 319-527-6722. And you listen to us by tape and want to be a part of the program and chat with Brother Oscar, you can do that. Especially during our chat time. You can call in, and you know, you can call in and talk with me during the lesson, during our chat, you know, and I'll stop with talk. We talk extensively, especially if others want to get in and talk about the lesson too, but we're talking about temptation. You want to add something to allow your voice to be heard here on Chatting from the Word, you have that chance. And again, our number to call in is 319-527-6722. Again, that's 319-527-6722. And again, we really enjoy bringing you this program. And if you listen to us live, we want to thank you for listening to us live this morning. We really, really do thank you. But we will share the program on Facebook, on Twitter and YouTube and today and station that we're sharing with. Like I said, we must regroup because, like I said, we had to change over to BTR from where we was. And we hope that we can have a beautiful partnership with BTR for years to come. Again, we want to thank you for having your ears on and for listening to us. Oh, wonderful morning. And again, I would love to thank those that listen to us live. And if you didn't catch us live, you can listen to us on several of your internet networks. We don't know where we're coming on yet, but we will eventually get that worked out. But right now, we are just, if you're not listening to us live, we are sharing the program with you. We pray in heaven, thou be thy name. Thy kingdom is here, thy will is being done. Father, we thank you for allowing us to bring this program to the airways. Father, we thank you for those that are listening, Father. We hope they take this lesson by temptation to their heart. Allow the Lord to generate inside of them. Oh, Father, we pray that our listeners, all of our listeners, have a wonderful, beautiful, and prosperous day today. Now, the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, to abide with us until we meet again. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen and amen. And as always, love somebody, love everybody. Bye-bye, and may God bless.
Victory and love will be our heir.